This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know, hear from the experts, authors, and others, and hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, you couldn't make it to Comic-Con. No worries. We will take you there. Plus, it's a big Friday at the local Cineplex where Hercules may be no match for Lucy. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in the newsroom.
Insult to injury, Phil. So you're killed in a plane crash and now someone's stolen your stuff? We'll have that story.
Hide the PTA moms. Jay Capadonia is here.
An age-old fundraiser for school kids has fallen prey to the no-fun police. But some states are fighting back.
Turning rumors into facts, it's Chris Martin.
Phil, did the Los Angeles Lakers finally pick someone to fill their head coaching position? I'll have details coming up.
You're not going to give me a name now, are you?
Absolutely not.
All right.
Gonna build the suspension.
The suspension?
Yeah.
Suspension. Word of the day, Phil.
Or suspense.
Now he's just playing around.
I know.
Hey, real quick.
Resposado.
I want to update everybody on the doll situation in San Clemente. Yeah. Did you guys hear the doorstep doll mystery has been solved?
Good.
It happened to be just a woman in the neighborhood who was just doing something nice. She actually went to church with the families, and she was dropping off the dolls as an act of goodwill. We talked about that yesterday. That is the update.
Isn't that something how, as a society, we immediately think the worst of people?
Absolutely. Yeah,
this old elderly woman, she comes from an age where we all assumed the best in folks. Right, Jennifer?
Yeah, but that's the thing. You just don't know. And dolls are creepy. I'm sorry. They're
dolls
just really creepy.
They are.
Kids are raised in this stranger danger environment these
exactly.
days.
You're not supposed to accept toys that you don't know where they came from.
Yeah, candy's okay, kids. No, I didn't mean that. No.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. The individually wrapped in wax paper candies that look homemade.
Oh.
All right, Jennifer, let's get started with the other real stories. And this is just a shame. And this is why so many people internationally have said, look, we need to secure this crash site in Ukraine so we could come in and properly not only investigate but dispose of the bodies and their belongings and all of that. Not dispose of, but, send them to where they need to be sent.
Right,
back,
and
back
do
to their families.
A proper investigation. And this is the problem you run into when the plane is shot down and the people who probably shot it down are in charge, you know, of the investigation. The Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 victims' credit cards are being used.
Oh, boy.
They have popped up all over the place. The wife of one of the victims was stunned when she saw that her husband's credit cards were being used after the plane crash in Ukraine last week. And she's since canceled the credit cards, she told CNN after looking at the activity on his account. It's also been reported that relatives of victims of the crash, you know, when you're just, they can't really be dead. You're going to call their voicemail. You're going to call their mobile phone, maybe hear their message again, hear their voice one more time. A couple family members have called the phones only to have them picked up by people with, quote, Eastern European sounding voices.
Wow. So they're using the phones.
Right?
That is unbelievable.
That same report also said a picture of a rebel taking a ring from a body at the disaster site has also surfaced. So, you know, this is terrible. I actually read something in the Wall Street Journal yesterday that I thought was very good advice. Look at, if you have flights, international flights coming up, look at your upcoming flights. Flight path on FlightAware. Compare it to the map of conflicts. There are 40 worldwide where people are actually shooting at one another, some that you don't know about.
Yeah.
But you can see, and they're actually flying. Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 took off today and landed safely, but it is now skirting around Ukraine as everybody else is.
It's not flying through war zones anymore.
No. No, not at least not that one.
Yeah, and that route was the direct route from point A to point B. So that's what they were doing, saving on their gas and getting their passengers to where they need to go as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
so that,
it is the most direct, but there were other airlines like Qantas, for example, does not fly over Ukraine. They never did. So, you got to look at that stuff.
You know, when I look for a shrink, Jennifer, I make sure he's armed to the T.
Jay's going to like this story.
All right.
This happened in Pennsylvania yesterday. There was a psychiatrist who was grazed by gunfire from a patient at a hospital yesterday, and he actually stopped the patient by apparently pulling out his own weapon and shooting him, wounding him.
That's what I'm talking about,
baby. An old-fashioned shootout.
Yeah.
This is the thing about the good guys with guns, right?
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
The patient opened fire after he came into the doctor's office at Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital in Pennsylvania with a caseworker. Yep. The caseworker was killed. Witnesses reported hearing yelling before the gunshots. Now, the hospital has a policy barring anyone except on-duty law enforcement officers from carrying weapons anywhere on its campus. But the police chief there said that without a doubt, the doctor saved lives because that guy would have just walked down through the offices until he ran out of ammunition.
I see a movie role for Clint Eastwood in here somewhere.
I know, right? Yeah. The shrink that's packing.
With the white coat and everything and the clipboard or whatever.
Right.
Hey,
you ever been to the Vatican? One of the best things they have at the Vatican, aside from all the beautiful art, I mean, the art is spectacular, but better than that is the cafeteria. If you're going through Rome and you're having a hard time finding a good meal that doesn't cost $400, you go into the cafeteria, there's fresh fruit, there's fresh vegetables, things
really?
That you have a hard time finding in many cases in most of Europe, and there's Pope beer.
Hey.
Is there really?
Yes. And
have you been there?
I've been there, and it was an oasis of food, and we enjoyed the food there almost better than anywhere else that we went to when we went to England and France and to Italy, and that was great food. Anyway, right next to that, they have an employee cafeteria. Mm-hmm. They're kind of in the same place together, and you have an interesting story about that.
I do. This is a great story. I love this Pope. Pope Francis popped in unannounced at the Vatican's workers' cafeteria today. Lined up, tray in hand.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He pulled a Bill Murray.
He did. He just showed up. Cashier Claudia Di Giacomo.
What
Giacomo. Di Giacomo.
Yeah. Di Giacomo.
Oh, her.
Yeah, Giacomo. Well, the cashier there at the Vatican told Vatican newspaper that when Francis presented his tray with a plate of cod, a bowl of fusilli with no sauce, side of grilled tomatoes, and just a few French fries. He asked for just a few. She says she didn't have the courage to hand him the bill.
Aww.
Would you make him pay? They say he chatted with his table mates, 5 Vatican pharmacy stock clerks. Yeah. Pretty cool.
And when he walked away, they heard him whispering, "That was a miracle."
Oh, the guy is like a rock star, though, isn't he? He shows up somewhere unannounced and people take notice.
Yeah,
you just hear forks hitting the plate.
Rock stars, famous people. The richer you get, the less you pay for stuff.
Yeah.
You walk into a restaurant, they say, Mr. Hewlett, sit down here. Have anything you like.
Oh, that happens a lot to you?
Not to me, no.
Yeah. All the time to Phil.
The guy Hewlett Packard is the guy.
Yeah. Oh, that Hewlett.
Spells it differently. That's why I'm not in on the big inheritance there. So the No Fun Police have reared their ugly heads again, Jay?
I love going after the No Fun Police. Because it's so much fun.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to start this story by saying federal regulators.
No Fun Police.
No Fun Police. They basically sent out a school cafeteria kind of guideline to keep your kids from getting fat. They want you to get more nutritious foods, more vegetables, more fresh fruits, blah, blah, blah. Kind of like the Vatican cafeteria.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? More Pope beer.
Right, so they are asking states and public schools to cut back on bake sales.
Bake sales?
Bake sales, the one fundraiser that you would look forward to as a kid.
Yes.
Dude, bake sale on Friday, save your allowance. I'm talking about cupcakes and cookies. You look forward to this kind of thing.
Yes.
So federal regulators.
No Fun Police.
Say, you know, you might want to cut that back. You got to start doing this. We want to make sure that our kids are eating nutritious food. Well, some states, including Georgia, and I love them for this, they say they are going to allow for 30 food-related fundraising days with no restrictions.
Wow.
No
restrictions. That's a lot of days.
Awesome. It is a lot of days, but then again, it is Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So it's Tennessee also plans 30 days. Idaho is going to plan 10 days, and they say no rules, no regulations.
You go.
Right? Exactly.
The opposite of No Fun Police.
And Chris's favorite state, Illinois, they are going to do 10 more days of free bake sales, free restriction-based bake sales. So I love the fact that federal regulators want to say, okay, look, your kids are fat. Stop feeding them cupcakes. I get that. But a bake sale is sacred, and we have to keep that in our schools.
All right.
Pop-Tarts and Oreos for everybody.
Very good.
Right.
Jay, thank you. Chris, who's the coach of the Lakers? Don't tell me.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do that a little later.
I was just ready to.
Hey, Comic-Con is in full swing. Celebrities, costumes, parties, and our very own fanboy is there, and he's all geeked out. And he's going to drool all over the microphone when he checks in with us. Mike Templeton joins us live next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. You are listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Jennifer Bjorklund is here. Jay Capadonia, Chris Martin as well. That's the friends. We're here every weekday afternoon at 2 on KFWB News Talk 980. And Lakers coach thing, Chris.
Yes, sir.
You going to tell us who it is?
Do you want to know?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I asked you before we went to the break, and you just refused to tell me.
Well, I was trying to build the suspension, Phil.
The suspension?
The what?
Again?
It's a callback.
Yeah. Is it?
No, the Lakers have officially made an offer to bum-ba-da-bum Byron Scott.
Wow.
Yeah, the offer went out today.
Can we get a real fanfare next time? So.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's in the budget.
My trumpet impression is not that great.
Oh.
So they're still kind of in that shaky contract negotiation stage where agents are involved, but hopefully in the next 3 or 4 days it's all going to be ironed out. And if Scott agrees to the terms, the Lakers are going to be getting a guy who spent 11 seasons with the Lakers as a lethal sharpshooter.
Yep.
He coached the Nets to back-to-back NBA finals in the early 2000s. He mentored Chris Paul during his early years with the Hornets. And most importantly, this guy has a great relationship with Kobe Bryant, who he played with while Bryant was a rookie, and he was on his way out ready for retirement.
Yeah, Showtime comes back to the Lakers.
That's right.
Yeah, I like it.
So he's a class act.
Can we count on this happening? It's not just a rumor? It's a done deal?
It's not rumor that he's been offered the job, but until he signs on the dotted line, it's not finalized.
Yeah, all right. Hey, anybody know what their IQ is? Jennifer, do you know? I've never had mine tested. I have no idea. No, you don't know?
I am genius level.
I've tested mine.
You did? Are you willing to say? Don't make us feel bad.
Well, I'm not quite Mensa.
Oh, not quite.
I'm 137.
That's not bad.
Wow. That's great.
That's really good.
Like what? I'm pretty smart for being such a dummy.
Oh.
it's all how you apply yourself, really.
I think so.
Marilyn Monroe had an IQ of 163.
No, she did not.
She did too. Albert Einstein, 160.
Wow, look at that. Wow.
That's amazing because even in Marilyn Monroe's interviews or anytime you saw her, she didn't come across. She was very soft-spoken and
she knew
how to sell it. Yeah. That's why she was brilliant.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Jen, I'm going to break your heart right now. You know the pop singer Kesha?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has an IQ of 140.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Which is a little higher than yours. Just letting you know where you sit in life.
Yeah, put her in her place. San Diego is the place to be if you like comic book characters, movie stars, TV stars, and people who love pretending they're comic book characters, movie stars, and TV stars. One of those people is Mike Templeton, devoted fanboy, part-time geek. He joins us live from the convention center area in San Diego. Mike, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. I'm right in the thick of it right now, guys.
Oh, what? Describe thick of it. What is the scenery like?
I'm in the middle of a crowd of about 140,000 people.
Nice.
And they're all in costume, aren't they?
Nobody showered, though.
Nobody showered?
Oh, no, half of them did.
Oh, man. So, all right, but they're mostly in costume, except for a handful of creepers, right?
For the most part, yeah. So I got a Spider-Woman I'm walking with right now. There's a few Captain Americas. Batman's really big this year. It's his 75th anniversary, so there's a huge push for him right now.
What about you, Mike? What are you dressed up as?
Tomorrow I will be Star-Lord from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, Marvel's new one that opens up next Friday.
That's the giant squirrel, right?
That is the raccoon, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, raccoon.
You're not dressed up today?
Today he's dressed as a reporter.
Today is the reporter.
Oh, okay. All right. But some big movie stars walking around that joint, right?
Yeah, actually, Peter Dinklage is staying in my hotel.
Wow.
He's in your hotel room?
I wish. Well, he might be.
He could fit. Sure. You'd never know if he was there. He's probably hiding under a table.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how good of an actor he is.
A ton of celebrities. A friend of mine just took an elevator with Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
You know, stuff you do, you know, hashtag stuff you find at Comic-Con.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, today I took an elevator with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. Did he make him do the line from Snakes on a Plane? I have to know.
They did not. Unfortunately, she was looking at his shirt, and for the life of me, I can't remember what it is.
Did it say, "I am not Lawrence Fishburne"?
Yeah,
no, it was definitely not Lawrence Fishburne. She double checked.
Right. Hey,
she asked him if he had a red pill or a blue pill. He didn't know what she was talking about. She figured she was good.
As a fanboy, I'm just gonna check your credentials here. Have you attempted to seek out and capture ultimate fangirl supermodel Adrienne Curry? I know she's got to be there.
I'm actually friends with Adrienne Curry already, sir.
Oh, look at this guy. Woo!
So do you have a picture with her in her Princess Leia costume from last year?
Yes. Actually, she loaned it to a friend of mine who I think is wearing it on Sunday.
And so what is Adrienne's theme this year?
I haven't seen her in a little while. Last night she modeled for another friend of mine. There was a fashion show for the Her Universe line of clothing. And they were doing a fashion show, and Adrienne Curry modeled something for my friend.
My luck, I show up to Comic-Con, and she's the tree guy from Guardians of the Galaxy.
She will be Groot at one point, I think.
I'll
make sure to introduce you.
I gotta become friends with you, Mike. I mean, I like you on the show. I mean, in life, you're kind of a dork, but I mean, if you got friends in high places like that,
No, he's part-time geek. Hey. He's kind of a geek.
I'm a guy to know.
We've been seeing a lot of great costumes in some of the TV covers. Down there, have people kind of turned this into an art now? Have they raised it up a notch? Because I was there 3 years ago, and I'd say, there were, I don't know, maybe 10% of the costumes were really good, and the rest was just, you know, paper mache and crayons.
Yeah, the thing with cosplay, it's all in how much, you know, you love that character. I mean, I've seen some great cardboard Iron Man, you know, and then I've seen some really great. You know, some guys hammered out the actual metal. And it also depends on the day you come. I mean, some people save it for, you know, Saturday's a big day.
Yeah.
But cosplay, I mean, it's for everybody. Like, they don't have access to, you know, carbon fiber. So you can't make a carbon fiber Iron Man. But that cardboard one will be pretty good.
I heard that Scarlett Johansson made a surprise visit. Did you happen to catch that?
I did not. I think Marvel's got their big thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if she's here, she might be, they might be announcing more Marvel movies.
Very good. All right. So what's the biggest thing this year then? Is it Batman?
It was Batman. Ninja Turtle turns 30 this year. The Teenage Mutants.
Oh, they do.
Not teenagers anymore.
They do what now? Oh, no. You just made me so old.
They're now in their 30s.
Oh.
Not the movie, right? Not the screen movie.
No, the characters. They're okay. Not teenage anymore. Did they drop teenage? Or are they now just the mutant ninja turtles?
Yes.
I guess the original ones would have to be. They'd have to be, 30-year-old ninja turtles, adult ninja turtles.
Midlife crisis mutant turtles.
Wouldn't that be great if they just followed along?
You know, when Michelangelo drops skateboarding and picks up, you know, Lamborghini, we know.
Okay.
We know there's a problem.
So, Mike Templeton, fanboy, part-time geek at Comic-Con.
I'm full-time now.
Full-time geeked out. All right. So, what's your plan today? You're going to go to some panel discussions? You're going to go to parties? What happens?
I'm actually heading back to the Hard Rock Hotel right now. And we are going to kind of mingle and schmooze with a few people. With Mr. Dinklage, I think I can see him from where I am standing actually right now.
Yeah. All right. Very good. And is there a Dinklage concession out there in the front lobby of the convention center?
They're actually promoting his new movie, Pixels. If you saw Wreck-It Ralph about 2 years ago, it's kind of a live-action version of that, except it's going to skew a little bit older, so it'll have Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, some of the older Atari characters instead of...
All right. Sounds fun. And it sounds like your phone's breaking up, too. Have a great time. Mike Templeton, he's our fanboy, full-time geek, checking in from San Diego, the scene of this year's Comic-Con International. Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
We should have asked him for a quick sounder with Peter Dinklage. See if he could go grab him real quick.
He's probably in an elevator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he said he could see him.
Could you believe how many names he was dropping?
Yeah, I know. I hope he doesn't hurt his back picking those up.
Right?
It's actually not bad, Chris.
Jen, you got any of that cosplay stuff going on? Any costumes?
You know what? I kind of got rid of all my costumes when I turned about 13 years old.
Oh, look at you being harsh.
Wow. It's got to be uncomfortable.
You know? Are you saying some of these people need to grow up a little?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, I don't get it. I kind of don't get it.
Yes. What would you dress up as? Steampunk Jasmine?
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had to Google that yesterday because I didn't really know what it was, and I still kind of don't.
Yeah.
No one does. Don't worry
about
it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
You have to like Aladdin and trains, apparently.
Right.
According to Chris. Hey, it's Friday, and a couple of good-looking movies out there. Well, a couple of good-looking movies with some good-looking people in them are coming out. We'll see if our movie guy likes Lucy or if he likes Hercules. And find out what other options are out there, because chances are he likes those better. And you'll hear from him right here, next on As We See It, with Phil Hewlett and Friends, on KFWB News Talk 980. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It, with Phil Hewlett and Friends. We're on KFWB, News Talk 980, and we're online. You could listen on demand. We post all of our programs at philhewlettandfriends.com. We're on Facebook. Search for us. Our Twitter handle is at As We See It Show. It's Friday. A couple of good-looking movies out there, and man, it's a toss-up for me. It looks like a lot of action, but we want to find out if these movies are any better than the little trailers and the commercials that you see on TV, because sometimes that's the best part of the show. Michael Strego is our movie guy, and he joins us live now to talk about this and more. Michael, hello, and where do we start? Scarlett Johansson is so lovely to look at. Should we just start with Lucy?
The movie looks awesome.
Yeah, well,
awesome.
We can definitely start with Lucy. I think Lucy is going to dominate the movie theaters this weekend. And you know what? It's a lot of fun. It's a completely... I was almost about to say mind-blowing. It makes you think of, you know, 70s and 60s phrases for losing your head.
Really?
Because it's about a woman who accidentally absorbs a chemical that stimulates all the neurons in her brain. So she's using 100% of her brain's potential, which naturally, this being a way out science fiction film, gives her unbelievable powers to do.
So she goes all psychokinesis on people. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, that's part of what she does, but that's only the starting point. But the amazing thing about it is, first, that it is fun. It's got a little bit of a gory, predictable setup where you fear it's just going to be another one of these revenge-filled action flicks. But then it goes off into this other universe where it's more like a Pop 2001, where you even have the black slabs and the white-walled rooms, except they're all sort of happening in her head. And Johansson is, yes, she is a fabulous-looking woman, but she is also a terrific actress. And actually, this is her best showcase this year. I think she's been the actress of the year. I think she stole the show in Chef. I think she made Captain America Winter Soldier the kind of charming team effort that it was. And she was even good in what I thought was a horrible, arty sci-fi film, Under the Skin. This is a really fun sci-fi film. There's something visually happening all the time. There's at one point where her skin starts to come off, and it's like a blast of confetti.
No, please. Why exactly. Ruin a good thing?
It is fun. That's what I'm telling you. It's whatever you think, whatever I'm describing, it's actually fun when you see it. So I say Lucy. Now, I think you were probably thinking of Hercules as the one that was going to go up against it. It's not a good sign that Hercules was not screened for critics, despite my pleas, because I actually think it might be fun, because I think having Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Hercules is, you know, the best casting since Arnold Schwarzenegger as Conan.
Oh,
But
he went all out to bulk up for this character too, didn't he?
Well, he was already pretty. I don't know. Had he bulked down from his wrestling days, and now he's bulking up again? I haven't kept track of his body weight.
Well, no, we did some research on this, and our guy Chris Martin here looked it all up, and he went much bigger than he used to be.
He ate 20 raw eggs a day.
That's like a scene from Cool Hand Luke.
That's right.
Oh, good reference.
Yeah.
But, actually, I'm going to catch up to it. The reviews that have spilled out, you know, the studios stupidly just showed it to trade critics, but most of the reviews have been very good, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. But to keep on, there are actually a lot of movies you might want to see this weekend. I mean, to go, keep on the theme of these really good actresses, you know, we hear all the time that, females aren't getting the roles they should in Hollywood, and maybe that's true overall, but this weekend is just a showcase for good actresses. There's Emma Stone in the new Woody Allen film, Magic in the Moonlight, and though I don't think it's one of Allen's best films, it's got a lot of charm. She plays a medium on the French Riviera in the 20s, and Colin Firth is the co-star, the kind of Henry Higgins-like master magician who's trying to unmask her. The two of them are very funny for different reasons, but Stone is just, she really is magical in the way she draws you into a character who you don't really know about at root until the very end of the film. Yeah. So she's just a terrific actress.
I liked Woody Allen's older funny films.
Well, you know, it's interesting. He's back to getting funny. You know, I mean, Midnight in Paris a few years ago was delightful. This has the best parts of this movie are just purely funny.
Just a cryptic throwback to one of his old movies. That was the running. The running
gag. Of course,
Stardust
Memories. I know. Yeah. I know. No, I've used that line many times myself. That's what the aliens say. But and also even in terms of like a small funny movie that's out there now that's at the New Art, Happy Christmas. It's like to use the old Preston Sturges line, it's Christmas in July, but it really is. It's just a short little family dramedy. But Anna Kendrick, who was so terrific and up in the air as the woman training under George Clooney, she plays the sister of this husband who is an independent filmmaker and that's played by Joe Swanberg, who made this movie, and Melanie Lynskey, who's another really original and funny actress. She was in Win Win a few years back, and she plays the novelist wife who's not getting anything done because they have this adorable 2-year-old kid. It really gets into things that,
You know, it's funny, you haven't mentioned And So It Goes yet, the Diane Keaton, Michael Douglas movie, and it's produced by Rob Reiner.
She's still making movies?
Diane Keaton?
Yeah.
Of course she is.
Knocking him out of the park.
We still haven't? No, we lost Michael.
He was talking about Anna Kendrick. I know her from Pitch Perfect, not the other movie.
Wasn't there something, he mentioned Hercules.
Yes.
Wasn't there something about that film we were talking
about?
There was.
He was on Kelly and Michael a couple of days ago.
The
morning show, doing the interview, and he was talking about how he had to get a beard with some real-looking hair on his chin as the character Hercules.
He's got, like, long hair
and
in the film.
They're shooting in Outer Mongolia or someplace, and the makeup guy is applying the hair to Dwayne Johnson's chin. And he says, so where did you get the hair? He said, from the yak. And he said, what part of the yak? He said, the testicles.
No.
And he said, why the testicles? He said, because that's the softest hair of the yak.
Not what you'd think.
And that was on Dwayne Johnson's chin, according to The Rock, when he did his interview with Kelly and Michael. So Michael Strego is back with us now. And I was curious, you were talking about the showcase for women. You failed to mention Diane Keaton in And So It Goes. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I was trying to be gentlemanly because I really, really do like Diane Keaton, and I do love to hear her sing, and she plays a lounge singer in this, so she does get to sing a couple of good numbers at length, but the film is just pitiful. It's like...
Sounds that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the writer might have binge-watched the Hallmark Channel before he wrote the script. I mean,
oh, no.
Michael Douglas is this, still recovering from the traumatic fact of nursing his wife through cancer for 2 years, so he's become an seemingly irredeemable grouch until his granddaughter, who he's never seen before, is dropped off by his recovering drug addict son. And Diane Keaton, who is a lounge singer who lives next door to him in this little fourplex that he owns while he's trying to sell his mansion, helps him raise the daughter. Can you just get it from what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
Well, does it have an audience maybe the Hallmark Channel aficionados might like it?
Well, I don't know why they would have to leave the home to see something.
Exactly.
Because it's Diane Keaton.
Oh. Well, she is, lovely to look at on the big screen, and she does get to sing. But really, I mean, she needs something to play off of. And Michael Douglas is really just going through the motions in this one.
Oh,
so it's not a Something's Gotta Give part two.
No, that's what they're...
Darn.
Michael, the only kind of bizarre little Diane Keaton touch that happens is they're about to go into the love scene and she's turning to the bedroom with Michael Douglas and you hear her say, it's almost like they mic'd it afterwards. She said, I'm keeping my bra on. And it's just like such a weird thing. You never hear that in a movie.
No, it's disappointing to hear that in a movie.
Yeah.
Hey, read Michael Strego's reviews in the Orange County Register or the Los Angeles Register and online at losangelesregister.com. Michael, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Next week. Good to see you.
All right. There he goes, the movie guy. So he pretty much liked everything except...
He liked something today. That's different.
Yeah. This is good. I can't wait to see Hercules. That looks so cool.
Doesn't it look great? And you're going to look at that chin completely differently.
And just crack up the entire time.
Hey, you know what? Coming up next, if you're sitting there saying, I can't find a job, you know how you get when you get that way? You will stop your whining because you will have absolutely no excuse when you hear about this guy that Chris is going to tell us about next here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980. I'm Phil, Jennifer, Jay, Chris. We're all here, and we do this for you. So we thank you for tuning in. All right, little round robin, we've got several stories that we need to run through this afternoon. And first things first, if you've got some ingenuity and maybe not a whole lot of shame or pride, you could probably find some way to make some money. But some people are better at that than others. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yeah, you have to be resourceful. And this guy, Robert Samuel, is the definition of that. He's the founder of a New York-based company called Same Old Line Dudes.
So what?
He's Same Old Line Dudes. He's a professional line sitter, Phil.
Same Old Line Dudes.
Yeah.
He will.
You can purchase his services, and he will wait in line for you for anything. Concert tickets, studio audience seats, the newest tech gadget, you name it. This guy will sit in line for you for $25 for the first hour and $20 for every half hour after that. He's turned it into a business now with multiple employees.
Wow.
No kidding. So
good
what
for him.
So what, wait, 25 for the first hour, then 20 for each half hour. So $40 for the following hour?
No, wow. 25 for the first hour and 10 for every half hour after that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. So $20 for the next hour. So, man, some of these people, they camp out in tents for days.
Right.
So
especially for like Black Friday sales.
Right. So he can
I wonder if it's more of, instead of just saving money on stuff because you're spending money, just to be the first to get something that's hard to get.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah, the new iPhone.
You know?
That'd be.
Remember the guy that was bringing the homeless people from downtown and paying them to sit in line at the Apple store?
Yeah. I remember the guy that was paying them to fight.
It wasn't this guy, was it?
No,
but you know what else this guy did? He sells milk crates for $5 to other people standing in line, so they don't have to stand up the whole time. They can sit on a milk crate.
Oh, and wait till the dairy finds out about that.
Right? Yeah, I don't know where he's getting them.
I should sell cupcakes to those people.
There you go.
We're hawking the cupcakes again, but I can't say that I blame you because they are delicious. All right, something I'm not sure is delicious is something that a lady on a train in Canada was chomping on.
Canadian police are on the hunt, Phil, They're on the hunt for a woman who boarded one of their trains out there, kind of like the Blue Line or the Red Line out here. And she sat down and she literally pulled a live fowl of some kind.
Fowl, like a chicken.
Like a bird.
A pheasant.
A fowl. She started plucking the feathers right off of it.
On the train?
On the train. Somebody, some bystander, quick thinking, grabbed his cell phone and started filming this. And it shows in the clip the woman plucking the feathers and then proceeding to eat the bird.
Wow.
The bird's alive while it's being plucked?
Yes.
That is disturbing behavior.
There's a video circling the internet. It has now gone viral. Bon appetit, I say.
That's not Canadian French.
Close enough.
But she sounds like a mountain woman to me. Maybe she's from the,
She sounds something. Actually, police gave an interview with the TV saying, hey, what are you going to do with this? They go, first off, we're going to try and track her down and see if she needs mental help.
Yeah.
That's like number one.
I think I have the answer to that. Yes.
Here's another guy named Carl, Jennifer, who perhaps needs some professional attention, not only from the mental industry, but perhaps from the police. What did he do?
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. So this guy, Carl. Actually, his name's Joseph Carl. He's 48 years old. He's in Florida. Apparently, gets a little bit of a road rage karma. Police say he was run over by his own pickup truck.
Oh!
After he got out to do that really friendly bang, bang, bang on another driver's window.
Awesome.
Yeah, and he'd had a few cocktails. He drove into a vehicle that was stopped at a red light. And, of course, he's the one that's complaining. He gets out of his truck. Doesn't really put it in park. Mm-mm. Starts slamming his fist against the window of the woman's car. The lady, she's like, I don't know what this dude, So she drives away. And now there's nothing holding his truck in place because he rammed into her car, right? So the truck rolled over him.
Nice. Probably with some speed.
Exactly. Got taken to the hospital where he has a broken hand and a broken foot and a DUI.
Good.
At one point, he was not feeling any pain. I suspect that has changed.
Yeah.
All right, and life has changed for this guy because of his Facebook antics, Chris.
Yeah, Roger Ray Ireland. He's a career criminal. And police in Baltimore have this thing where on their Facebook page, they have a Wanted Wednesday effort, so hashtag Wanted Wednesday, and they put up criminals' pictures who have outstanding warrants. This guy hears about his post on there, and he actually leaves a comment underneath that says, "You all will never catch me."
You all will never catch me?
Y'all, actually.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all.
So here's what people started doing on the page. People started tagging his family members in the comments. So he responds again. Y'all tagging my whole, H-O-L-E, family, bout my business, which is horribly misspelled, stay out. Well, he ends up getting turned in by some of these people that were tagged on it. Yeah. And a day later, he's back in the clink.
Nice.
Yeah. There's a picture of him with captured stamped across it on their Facebook page.
Nice.
In fact, why don't you do a little promotion here? Because I'm looking at our show fun page, and somehow that photo showed up there.
PhilHewlettAndFriends.com.
There it is. Click on the show fun page. The captured. Look at his face. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a winner, huh?
Looks like a smart dude. And speaking of dudes, you want to be smart around the ladies. Jennifer, I'm going to need your feedback on this.
Oh, boy.
I have a list of the five things guys need to just stop saying to women right now. And this is courtesy of the folks at She Knows, whatever that is.
Of course.
Yeah. First thing guys need to stop saying to women is calm down.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Oh, that really calms people down away.
Does that usually result in the opposite happening?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, this is good. I'm glad you're here, Jen. Yeah. How about this one? You look tired.
Yeah.
Only if it's followed by, can I get you a glass of wine and a back massage? That's the only time it's
anything,
great, right?
Anything you follow up with, can I get you a glass of wine, is going to be fine.
A-OK in Jen's book.
Calm down. Can I get you a glass of wine?
Right.
All right. Any annoying internet-type slang like awesome sauce or YOLO or amazeballs.
No. Oh, yeah.
Don't do that, right? Okay. Here's another one. And forgive me, but this has been out there for a long time. Bros before hoes, or any variety of bro, including brosif, broham, bra, etc.
Mm-hmm.
What's sagging bra? You don't say that to women. and stop saying it now.
Tommy agrees.
Was that Tommy the dog?
Yeah, he's out there yelling because he agrees.
He's on assignment. I like that.
He is. Yeah, he's with me.
Stop right now, guys. Stop with the movie quotes. Now, this doesn't go for all women, but it's probably a safe rule of thumb to save the obscure movie quotes for your guy friends, your bros, because generally one of two things happens. She'll get the reference and feel compelled to name the movie, which kind of interrupts the flow of the conversation. Or she won't get it and has to ask where it's from, so then you have to explain, again, derailing the conversation.
Yeah, here's, and here's nobody one for wants you. That.
Can I throw one out real quick?
What?
Sorry about that. Apparently what we have here is failure to communicate.
High five, bro.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well done, brosifs.
But see, that's the thing. Movie references are so that's just such guy speak because women
calm
like all
down
no,
over there.
Seriously, I'll see a movie once calm or twice, down. Maybe if it's really good. I don't remember the lines. I don't sit there and memorize the lines. I don't know why guys do that.
You should see the look on the GF's face when I quote Spaceballs. It is a blank stare that I've never seen before.
What do you say to her when she serves you fruit?
When she's, the best is, no, strawberries. I hate strawberries.
Spaceballs, reference. High five, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Three-way.
Oh. All right, I'm out.
Calm down. You look tired.
You know what?
She's done with this. All right.
Good thing it's Friday.
All right, it is Friday, and we need to put an exclamation point on this. And just
you ready?
A little, yeah, this is a rough one.
You sure you want to do this, Phil?
Just be clinical with it.
There I'm are be as clinical as possible.
All right, you got a few seconds to pull it off, but right. This is not going to be easy. We warn you, this is a rough story.
If you are squeamish, look away. There is a rat infestation in a Washington D.C. hospital. And a judge just awarded a $230,000 judgment for a contract worker in said hospital. Now, the guy seems to think that the freezers in the morgue broke. So the body started to heat up a little bit, and that's what drove the vermin in there into
yeah.
the hospital.
Rats.
Evidently, he stumbled upon a couple of rats who had chewed through the body bags.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
And then entered the corpses through the anuses and vaginas.
Oh, my.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Enjoy your weekend. Hope you're not eating lunch.
Hey, honey, I'm canceling dinner reservations. I'm done. I can't do it anymore.
Let's go back to movie quotes.
Yeah. All right. I think we all need to calm down now. We do love your comments. Email us, feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. Our Twitter is @AsWeSeeItShow. Mike Stark is our executive producer, Brooke Peterson, producer. Intern Anna was here today. That's our theme song, performed and composed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer, Jay, Chris, I'm Phil. Can't talk to wait to talk with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.